Welcome to an outdoor podcast, just taking some inspiration from around me and trying to think about how this can bring alive work on stage. One of the ways that I've tried to do this is through video, and having nature all around can be, although it's really inspiring, how do you bring that into the sense of your story and into the set? And it could be done quite literally. You could have flowers made into statues coming up from the floor, and also, of course, backdrop and projection. It can even use scents from nature to bring alive that sense of the outdoors. But another way is, of course, using video. Now, if you are using this into a studio space, then, of course, all you need to do is get the film that you want to project working up on your laptop, and then make sure you have the correct cable in advance. That could be lightning cable to lightning cable, or a HDMI tube to get to their system. If you've got sound, they might insist on a CD or MP3 that can go in. It's quite rare that USB sticks are used now, so this is one of the things I'm thinking, if your fringe show is up and coming, double check on the technical specifications that they will need to make the media that you want to project work for them. And also checking in with how long your tech is, because that's going to be the quick run through maybe before the actual show. And if you've got about, 10 lighting cues to rehearse, then allow at least 1 minute for each cue to be rehearsed and checked with your lighting tech operator. If you do have the venue supplying the technical staff, then double check with that, and sometimes this needs to be paid for in advance, so that's one thing that is worth its weight in gold to check that. And if you need a chat with that technician beforehand, then give yourself plenty of time for that, so you don't use that precious 1 hour tech time for conversations that definitely could have been cleared up beforehand. And very often venues will ask for the script, a technical script, to be sent in advance, so again, that's time well spent if it will help you make the most of that 1 hour before your show starts that you're using as a tech run through in the venue. And some technicians like the actors to go from cue to cue. Others will do it without them on stage and then just run it when they do a sort of dress run. So make your actors prepared for either, because it can be quite a challenge if actors haven't done a cue to cue in the past, and so you don't want this to upset the flow of the performance before the audience come in. And of course, one big decision is, if you're in a studio space, where do your actors come in from? And of course, from the audience is one viewpoint, although you really don't want to telegraph this. Just got an emergency vehicle gone by. And so if you've got cast in naturalistic clothes of the period that you're in, modern day dress, then they're going to blend in a lot easier, and it'll be a nice surprise. There might be a little curtain that can come from as another view, or perhaps from the actual door leading into the space is another one. And to minimize entrances and exits, you can of course have your leading star that's going to open the show on the stage in the studio space as audience come through. So there we go, just some ideas of getting the most out of your studio space for your fringe performance, with so many fringes starting now. Camden, Buxton on its way, and Edinburgh, and then Clapham then in the autumn. It's a really good time to just make sure that your time scale for all the jobs you need to do is on point, because it's very often a lot quicker to do it ready for the deadline than if you're hanging back. So whatever you're up to in your own creative work, whether it's putting on your own shows or going to have a look at others and enjoying what's gone into that, I think an awareness of the whole process can be a really uplifting and focusing thing to bring sort of clarity to your own work and your own processes. But definitely with this hugely long heatwave that's been going on, thinking about how I can bring nature into the theatre space was one of the things I was thinking about. And so I've chosen to commission a small video that will start my own show, which is Time for Tea, and that's on in just 2 weeks' time at the Camden Fringe, starting the Camden Fringe at 12:30. So if you are booking your tickets, then that's the Etc. Theatre on the 30th of July, and I would love to see you and catch you for a chat afterwards. So whether you're outdoors or indoors, working hard or just taking it easy, looking for inspiration or just enjoying other people's work, I'm wishing you a really amazing July. It's been really glorious. Do click like if you've enjoyed, and I look forward to talking again soon. Here's to you.